All right, let's take a look. What's new for your weekend? Music, movies, entertainment, all that good stuff. Thanks, Michelle, by the way.
You're welcome.
Hey, last week it was a big week for country music releases. Sugarland, Dierks Bentley, Craig Campbell all released new albums. This week, no new country music albums are out. Next week, you have Dan and Shay, and like 5 weeks from now, you have Kenny Chesney's new album, which, by the way, I read this the other day, Kenny Chesney's new album, all the proceeds, everything he makes, every dime from that new album, he's donating to, I forget exactly, one of the islands that he has property on was damaged from one of the hurricanes over the summer, so he's donating everything from that album to the recovery of that.
Oh, wow.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
That is cool.
Hey, Christina Aguilera, Blast from the Past, her new album's out today. Liberation. And she now has bangs.
I saw that.
Did you see her bangs?
Mm-hmm.
I could dig that. Did you ever have bangs?
Ugh, I did.
Did you?
Yes.
I could see that.
It was awful.
Why?
My hair is just not... some people can pull it off, some people can't. I just can't do it. Just not that person.
Mm.
It's wicked.
Hey, also, the group 5 Seconds of Summer, new album out. Bob Dylan's album, Live... from New York City in 1963, if you're into that. That's out today, too. Also, you know what's out? The original motion picture soundtrack to the movie Uncle Drew. Is Uncle Drew out today in the theaters?
I don't know.
Google it for me if you can. Uncle Drew. That's the movie with Kyrie Irving. I'm sorry, Kyrie Irving is how he's referred to. Looks like the worst movie of all time. In my opinion.
June 29th, it'll be in theaters.
2 weeks, but the soundtrack's out today. I'm sure that's much better than the actual film. what's in theaters, though, for today? Incredibles 2 is out. Also, you have Tag. Now, all right, this movie with Ed Helms, John Hamm, they say it's based on a true story, which if that is the case... I don't know about these individuals. Have you seen the previews for this movie?
Uh-uh.
Tag?
I have not.
It's a lifelong game of tag amongst friends, is basically what it is.
Oh.
It reads like this. A small group of former classmates organize an elaborate annual game of tag that requires some to travel all over the country just for the game of tag. You're it. You're it, Michelle.
Tag, you're it. I always play Tag, you're it with my niece. She loves that game.
That's cute.
It's so fun.
How old are you?
She's 3 and I'm 33.
I'm just kidding. No matter how old, from 3 to 33, Tag, it spans all ages. Hey, the movie Gotti, which I would see, based on the story of John Gotti. John Travolta plays Mr. Gotti in this film. His wife plays John Gotti's wife in this, Kelly Preston, which... I just found out the other day, Kelly Preston, she was in the movie Jerry Maguire.
Did you see her on Watch What Happens Live? Is that what you're...
Yes, that's why.
Yes.
That's why I know that.
My cousin...
Don't tell her. Please don't tell her.
I didn't know that she was in that either until I saw that scene.
But she was the redhead, Tom Cruise's girlfriend, or they were engaged in that movie or something.
Yeah.
And then he ends up leaving her. But I just remember the lovemaking scene with Kelly Preston and...
Of course, that's what you remember.
don't know why my parents let me watch that as a youngster, amongst other things. Loving Pablo, also a film out today. Penelope Cruz plays a journalist who strikes up a romantic love affair with the notorious drug lord Juan Pablo Escobar.
Ooh, I need to see that.
You ever see Narcos?
Oh my gosh. I watched...
Love Narcos.
I think there's 3 seasons.
Yeah.
I watched all 3 of them in a week. They were so good. Love that show.
Sherlock Gnomes is available this week to rent, buy, or stream. Same with Orange is the New Black, season 5. Tomb Raider. I didn't know they made a new Tomb Raider. Not with Angelina Jolie. Sadly. That's what's new
is
for your
really
weekend.
Is it really that sad, though?
Kind of. I was a big fan of the video game back in the day.
I don't like Angelina Jolie.
Looking at Lara Croft Tomb Raider, I was like, wow, it's so lifelike. Her ponytail and everything else moves as she jumps up and down.
Right.
Oh, sorry. Hey, also within the What's New segment for your weekend, a new study, all right? Every now and again, I like to give recent studies. Those folks out there working hard to provide content for yours truly. This recent study shows that fewer U.S. teens are smoking and doing drugs, which is a good thing, but also a random fact that they're drinking less milk than ever before.
It's a random.
Less than one-third of high school students drink a glass of milk a day, according to this large government survey, which was released yesterday and conducted all of last year.
Huh.
How do you feel about the milk game? Remember they used to have milk ads all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Got milk.
Got
and then
milk.
Celebrities would do the milk mustache campaign. And,
yeah.
And
what
all
happened
that.
To that?
You don't see that anymore.
Hmm,
but,
maybe they need to bring it back.
About two decades ago, it was nearly half of those high school age students drank a glass of milk a day. Now I said less than a third. Last year's survey asked 100 questions on a wide range of health topics, including smoking, drugs, and diet. And one trend that stood out in this survey to those folks who conducted said survey is the drop in drinking milk.
Hmm.
So I actually, believe it or not, have a glass of milk a day.
Well, you eat cereal every morning, right?
Not every morning, no.
Oh, okay.
No. I had cereal last night as like a snack.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
My husband does the same
Some
thing.
Chocolate peanut butter Cheerios. Let me tell
so
you something
weird
about these chocolate peanut butter Cheerios. On point.
Maybe it's a male thing. My husband does that, too. It's weird.
The milk afterwards is what's the best part.
I have never, so we've had this conversation. I don't like the milk after my cereal's done. I usually just either.
You're nuts. Are you even American?
Pour it down the drain.
Are you an American?
Yes. I don't like it.
You
it
don't like cereal
funny.
Milk. Anyway,
no.
In recent decades, teens, according to this study, have shifted from milk to things like Gatorade and other sports drinks, even energy drinks like Monster and Red Bull. Listen, if you've given your high school kid a Monster or a Red Bull, better put them out in the yard and have them cut the grass afterwards or something.
Put them to work.
Not sitting there playing video games, slamming Red Bull energy drinks. Apparently, kids have also shifted from dairy products like milk, obviously, to things like sugar and caffeine. People drinking Mountain Dew for the morning beverage instead of a good old wholesome glass of milk or even juice, to be honest with you. You a milk fan? You just said you're not.
No, I like milk, so it's weird.
But not cereal milk.
But not, like, once I'm done with my cereal, the milk either goes down the drain. Sometimes I'll give it to my cat.
Down the drain?
I'll give it to my cat.
Listen, next time you eat a bowl of cereal, you bottle up that cereal milk.
Bring it in.
Refrigerate it overnight, bring it in, and I'll guzzle it. And that will be my breakfast. What kind of cereal are you eating?
I'm pretty basic. I like Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios, Frosted Flakes.
Basic B.
Corn Pops. Basic B. Sometimes
Corn Pops.
I'll do Lucky Charms. That's about it. I'm pretty basic.
You know, before you arrived, I did a poll question, favorite cereals. So maybe, I don't know, we'll have to wait a long time before that again. Even though I just heard your favorite. But we do have poll questions up right now, correct, Michelle Spring?
We do.
What do you have for us?
So, the poll question of satellite or cable, we have 67% say they prefer satellite over cable. But someone had mentioned they just like Netflix. They don't like either
one. Netflix and chill.
Netflix it up.
We can do that. I wanted DirecTV in my home, but with all the trees and everything, I had to go with. What was then Time Warner, now Spectrum, and it's, you know, whatever. What else? What else do we have up there?
What's your favorite candy bar? There are so many comments.
A nice candy bar, like a Reese cup and a glass of milk.
Now that
day
sounds
long.
Good. Yes. Oh my gosh, you name it. There's 100 grand Hershey's, zero Butterfinger, Milky Way.
This is what people are commenting on.
Yeah.
I haven't had a 100 grand bar.
In years.
In a long time.
There was one someone mentioned. It was called the Reese's. Here. I've never heard of it. Reese's Nutrageous.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of Nutrageous's.
What is that?
You never heard of Nutrageous's?
Uh-uh.
It's basically, well, it's nutty. It's peanut buttery.
Okay.
And it's outrageous. Hence the name Nutrageous.
Now, I love Reese's cups. Those are my favorite. Hands down. no question. But what's they added nuts in it? Is that what it is, basically?
Kind of. They're. I haven't had one in a long time.
Okay. Might have to go pick one up.
Yeah, I've seen them next door.
Oh, really?
At your spot.
Oh.
Get yourself a Brazilian brew and a and a Nutrageous, you basic bee. Hey, what's the last one up there, too? Father's Day, right?
Father's Day. So, a lot of people want to take their kids to the park. Dads, go camping.
Not glamping?
Not glamping. This guy says, my perfect day would be spent on an island in the Caribbean, floating in the ocean with a drink, watching my wife and kids play.
This guy. Oh. What's his name?
You say this Kyle guy. Armstrong.
Good stuff there, Kyle.
I like that.
Guys, comment on our poll questions. That last one, describe, dads out there, your perfect Father's Day. We'll see next hour what Michelle has planned for one Chadley for his first ever Father's Day, right?
Right.
His first time. This will be my second go-around with good old Father's Day. But anyway, all that and more coming up later. Also, we have to, speaking of dads, we have to pick our next contestant for the Father Mo's Best. Why don't you find that post. I'll have you pick that next contestant. You able to do that?
I think I can manage.
Sweet. We'll have that next contestant here in a moment. Also, next hour as well, our Summer of Fun brought to you by Sarsha and Ford of Waynesburg.